An Iraqi court has issued arrest warrants against members of the Kurdistan region's High Electoral and Referendum Commission. The move came at the request of the Iraqi government since the northern region's secession vote went ahead on September 25th, despite orders by the Federal Supreme Court to delay what was deemed as unconstitutional. While tension is running high between Baghdad and Erbil over the secession vote, the Electoral Commission dismissed the arrest warrants and vowed to appeal the verdict.
We reject this decision and we will go through the legal channels to appeal. We consider the ruling as a purely political decision because the Electoral Commission is following the law to the letter and it is monitored by the Kurdish parliament and we apply the constitution in full.
The central government has imposed a number of measures to force the Kurdish region to annul the result of the vote. However, the Kurdistan regional government has so far refused to do so.
The pressure from the central government was expected, and we think the legal and economic pressure will continue, but we warn against the use of force by either side. Both sides should refer to the Iraqi constitution to diffuse the recent tension. First and foremost, only the Iraqi constitution can resolve such a crisis.
While the Kurdish regional government is not willing to discuss the referendum, it has repeatedly said it is open to talks on other matters, such as the international flight ban and control of border crossings. Analysts insist that negotiation is still possible.
Iraq has gone through many crises and political tensions since its creation, but I think a way out of the current crisis is still possible. We have not yet reached a dead end. A solution can be attained through the legal framework, even through international mediation.
Since the secession vote in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region, Baghdad has barred international flights to the region, restricted the banking sector, and is currently demanding that Erbil return disputed territories and oil production to federal control.
It seems that the Iraqi central government is slowly putting its executive authority on sectors previously governed by the Kurdish regional government. This comes in response to last month's secession vote in Kurdistan, which Baghdad deems as illegal. Ali Mousawi, Press TV, Erbil.